May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. That's an interesting passage of scripture. I'm not going to teach from it. I may reference it a couple of times, but how Jesus said to them, the works that I do, he said, you shall do even greater. And interesting that one of the things that Jesus was saying to them, don't allow yourself to be entrapped with small thinking. Because if you go back and read his Gospels, if you have much experience in hearing the scriptures, Jesus did a lot of amazing stuff. But he said, the things that I've done, you shall do even greater. In 2 Kings chapter 6, it's a fun story. We'll probably spend a couple of days on it. And the first few verses I wanted to read. Now the sons of the prophets said to Elisha, behold, now the place before you where we are living is too limited for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, and each of us take from there a beam, and let us make a place there for ourselves where we may live. So Elisha said, go. And then one said, please be willing to go with your servants. And Elisha answered, I shall go. And he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was felling a tree, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, alas, my master, for it was borrowed. Then the man of God said, where did it fall? And when he showed him the place, he cut off a stick, threw it in there, and made the iron float. And he said, take it up for yourself. So he put out his hand, and he took it. There's a lot of cool things here, but one of the things the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, they said, this place that we're all living is too limited. I think that's one of the things about young people, is that sometimes they have a vision that doesn't carry restriction and limitation. The wisdom of being older is a good thing, but the daring passion that comes with youthfulness is also a good thing. And we need the voices of those around us who don't want to play it safe, who have a heart that doesn't think small. When you get older, your tendency is to think small because it's just safer. And it doesn't seem to take as much energy. You know, I laugh about this all the time. Men, particularly this way, we kind of reach a place spiritually, we want to kind of shuffle our way into heaven, collecting our spiritual social security checks. But that's not the way God thinks at all. He said, the works I've done, you should do even greater things. And so the Lord always wants us, as his witnesses, to carry influence and impact. Right? And he wants us to not have a limited understanding of how big an impact that influence may be in the sphere in which he's called us. He also doesn't want you to limit him in that he may want to even expand your sphere of influence. I think about Maya and work that God's called her to do in drug court. All of you work there, but God also put in her heart now to serve on council. So her influence, God wanted her to carry the highest level of impact and influence of what she was doing and to believe for more, to believe for signs and wonders in the people that you minister to at a greater level than ever before, the raising of the dead emotionally and mentally and relationally. Not just get them through the program, but now there's also been an expansion of the sphere of influence. And I'm believing that for our council too, that they'll see signs and wonders happen in that room, that Jesus will show up and put the fear of God in the lives of people. It's just, I'm just using Maya as an example. This is true for all of us. But for them to do that, for them to break out of the limitation to no expansion, they had to cut down trees. And to cut down trees, the key to making this happen was the axe. Now, if you know anything about axes, and as I've gotten older, I've been graced, so I don't have to swing one very often. But The key to an axe is not the handle. The handle helps. It's the instrument that carries. You're like the instrument that can carry. But the key to the axe working is the axe head. And the axe head represents the power of the Holy Spirit that lives in us as believers. The very indwelling life of Jesus himself and his resurrection power. You see, when Jesus said that the works that I've done, you'll do even greater works, remember, he just got through saying, he says, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Don't you know that I'm in the Father and the Father's in me? And it's the Father who does his works in me. And what he's saying to them is that, and you go through the rest of that chapter, when the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you permanently, you'll be in me and I'll be in you. And the Holy Spirit will make my power as real in you as the Holy Spirit made his power real in me. And you'll do even greater works. It's an amazing thing. One of the things I've thought about a lot over the years, and I've practiced this personally, so I can tell you from firsthand experience, and I don't mean this in the literal sense of the word, but metaphorically, spiritually thinking, to try to carry influence and impact in his name without the axe head is like trying to cut down trees with an axe handle. All you do is wear yourself out and bruise every tree that you try to whack at. When you try to live the Christian life, and even if your sphere of influence, it kind of goes from here out, is just even at home. If you're not operating in the power of the indwelling Lord Jesus by the Holy Spirit, you're wearing yourself out trying to, quote, be a good Christian, the right husband, right wife, father, mother, friend, Sunday school teacher, whatever. You're wearing yourself out, and all you're doing is bruising the people around you. But here's the deal, and this is as far as we'll go today. When the axe head flew into the water, the servant cried out to Elijah, "Oh, my master, it was a borrowed axe head." In other words, it belonged to somebody else. The power of the Christian life and to live the Christian life supernaturally, to carry influence, impact, and even expansion, that power belongs to someone else. Again, it's called the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit's come to live in you so that you can live by the power, the borrowed power of the risen Christ every day and every minute. If you try to do it on your own, even in his name, out of all the sincerity in the world, again, you're just going to wear yourself out and bruise everybody around you because you're going to try to control them. I see preachers do this all the time. If they're not moving in the power of the axe head, they're trying to move people from here to here spiritually, and they end up condemning them, controlling them, manipulating them, yelling at them. You know, truth isn't more clear if you scream it. It's the truth that sets people free, not the volume, by the way. So the Christian life is him. And we're utterly dependent on him because it's a borrowed power. But here's what I want you to hear today. The end with, anyway, is this. Whenever you borrow something from somebody else, you have to be even that much more careful to take care of it and how you use it. Have you ever noticed that? If somebody lends you something that you don't have, you're even more careful to handle with care, to take care of. The Holy Spirit's like that. Someone said that the Holy Spirit's like this dove that lands on your shoulder like it did on Jesus. Well, you know what doves are like, and so if you have a dove that's on your shoulder, you should live your Christian life like someone taking steps with the dove on their shoulder. And they don't want to do anything to make it go away. Borrowed axe head. Christian life is supernatural. Only Jesus can do it. He's come to live in you by the Spirit so you can draw from what he has. But we have to be careful because it's very easy to misplace if we understand what's going on. And then you find yourself swinging at trees, trying to change people, deal with situations and circumstances with axe handles. I understand. I've got the splinters, the bruises, and the memories of exhaustion to be able to speak with authority about it. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.